that happens. So we're starting, but since we're starting early, we decided there was a press which the whole shiur was based on the bit, that sometime we'll talk about a bit of halacha and analysis of the sugyas we're doing in some sort of minimized form. So for the next two or three shiur, we'll analyze halacha based on the last sugya that we just learned. So let's analyze it first with a question, a halachic question, which was the Maaseh asked, and we'll see from going from the Gemara, which we've learned, we'll summarize where we got up to, and then take it to the Shulchan Aruch. See, very interesting discussion, and that's what we call the Nosekelim, the commentators on the Shulchan Aruch, how to actually apply the halacha. Based on what the Rishonim said in our sugya. And he gets also a clarity. It's part of learning the Gemara itself. You get clarity of the Gemara by finishing off to the end called the actual Halacha Lemaaseh point. You get clarity on it. So questions like this. You have this dry cleaner. We have two cases. This dry cleaner. The dry cleaner borrows money. Now, because he borrows money, he has to pay. Pay back his debt. Another case, the Maaseh Shahar, if you read the first Maror Mochum, I've actually printed Maaseh down, is Reuven Moser Bigdo the Uman, Kedei the Nakasim. Reuven gave over his suit, let's say, to the dry cleaners to clean it. Beis Agihut, at the time of the cleaning, the dry cleaning, Nishav Chedek Naget, the part of the garment, the suit, got scorched, ruined. So the Umar Mukhana Shalom, obviously, Shavuot Kesef, he's willing to pay, he's damaged. But how you want to pay? He wants to pay with Shavuot Kesef, not with money, but with something that's worth money. How? Yeah? Nisimus Zuchus. He wants to give him a credit. Shochalim said, because of Achayim, you want to give, yeah, you've got now open credit to give over now more suits along the years going along.
I never count you anymore. What's your
choice? Jesus, Salem, you don't need to pay. Until you eventually get to the value of the beggars. Now the question is, Biyadu Uman, Lahachriach is Balabagadal, can you force such a payment?
It's not payment.
Damaged, and he wants to pay in this type of form. Give him a credit.
Isn't that like a post-dated check?
Is it post-dated check? Okay, so it's the second part of the shayla. Yeah? What exactly is he giving? Well, let's assume it's called at this stage a payment. But it's not payment in cash. Not cash payment. So does he have to pay cash? Well, not. I mean, he's got the cash to pay, but he doesn't want to pay it. He wants to pay it in this type of credit.
He's paying this because he's paying the
future cross. So you work it out, the value of what such a thing is, and make sure it's the value of the thing. That's not a problem. You can make equations. Okay. So can you make such a payment? Yeah, it's can trade it. You can trade the rights. There's no problem. You can get it. You want to buy this? You can. Yeah. So that's the two sides. You've got a case of where he borrows money and now he wants to pay up the debt. He wants to pay up the debt not in cash. He borrowed money and he wants to not pay it in money, but he wants to pay in this type of thing, credit. Or he burns the garment and now he's damaged it and doesn't want to pay cash and wants to pay in this type of credit that he's giving. Can he make for such a payment back? So let's go to the first Maramokum. One of the questions is straight out Shulchan Aruch, nothing to talk about. It says borrow from. If you borrow money and you want to pay money, your chov, you have to pay. If you have mas, stop listening. You've got cash to pay. You have to pay cash. Nothing to talk about. You can't say to the person you borrowed money from that don't take money. I've got money, but I'm not going to pay you money. I'm going to give you a piece of land instead,
or I'm going to give you a piece of matzah and say, your cash, you have to pay cash. So it's a clear fact, by borrowing money, you have to, if you've got money, you have to pay money. There's no other payments that's available to be made. So, in this case, it's like, if you borrowed money, and he's got money, he has to pay money, you can't give credit in borrowing money. But the question is our main question, is in the case where he didn't borrow money, but he damaged. He's had to pay because of damages. What's the obligation of a damager? Does he need to pay in cash if he's got cash? Or can he say, look, I've got cash, but I'm not going to pay cash. I'm going to give you something else that's worth, not cash, but something's worth money, to, like this, credit. Or does he have to pay cash? Has he got the same thing as somebody who borrows money? So, we're going to analyze this, try to base on the sugya we learned. What did we see so far? If you look at my model number two, there are two psukim in somebody damages how he pays. Two psukim, which we learned. Ki yavir ish sodeh ukeh. If he damages somebody's property through his animal damaging, consuming, or trampling, v'shilach esbir ubir sodeh akah, then meitiv sodehu, the meitiv karamos shishalim. Then he pays, but not pays in cash. He can pay in good, top quality land. Yeah. So what that meant, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel had the argument of what the good quality is, but good quality. Rabbi Kiva said good, your good quality. Yeah. You the damager, pay with your good quality. Land. Okay? Another positive, which we saw, when somebody damages, balabar, somebody digs a hole, and it damages his hole, Ishala, he has to pay, kesef. He pays with money. Yoshiv the Balaf, not just money, he can even give Yoshiv the Balaf, which we understood as something that's shover kesef. That's even if it's not money, Yoshiv the Balaf, even something which is sugim, like fodder, he can give as well. Okay, so that was our sugim. We have two sugim, one saying you pay good quality land, the other one saying you pay money or fodder, and we didn't know how you reconcile the two psukim. What do you do? Good quality land, you tell me one sentence. The next sentence you say, fodder, money, fodder, what do you do? That was the question of our last sugya that we discussed, analyzed. Now, what does it mean? So what is the classic cadence, therefore? How did we, when we learned this Gemara, how did we come out what Meitiv Sodeh meant? What did those words mean at the end of the day when it says you pay with best quality land? What did it mean at the end of the day? What did it mean? Does it mean that's the ideal payment? Or that's a possibility of a payment? What's the ideal payment?
Cash.
Okay. So everyone shouts out cash. Okay, let's see. You're correct because we learned the Gemara. Let's see the stages we saw in the kids. First, we had a Rashi on Daf Zayin on Mishal. Rashi, if you can either look on the paper, look in your own Gemaras. Rashi says, that in Mishalim, number three on your thing, but in on the Zayin on Mishal, it's going to be a Medata. From Dibras Medato, which is, yeah. Imashalem Mazik Nizik Medato, if the person's willing, the one that damaged, is willingly paying, without problem. Jalo Tricha, the shakal of the Basin. He didn't cause him that you have to go to Basin. Then shakal Sukha. So in the Havan Vinam reports, that's when you pay with fodder, when he easily pays. He can pay. Bad stuff called fodder. But if he doesn't want to really pay what he duly deserves to pay, and of basin, he has to be brought to basin, which is against his will. Here's the key words. In such a scenario, you don't pay Ella. What's the last word? Kesef. You only pay money. So we had a question. This scenario of being forced to go to Beis Din is being described as the case of when the Pasuk says, Meitiv Sofek. Pay good stuff, not lavish. When you pay good, when you've been forced to Beis Din. And Rashi says, when you're forced to Beis Din, you pay taxes. Hold on. This is the case, the example, of what the Pasuk says, good fields. And you're saying, when you're forced to Beis Din, Rashi, means money. Good field, money. So what do you mean? Says the Rishash over there, which is on your Mamakam says, Rashi to be Masmadat, so the one we just read, the Sofa, it says, that at the end, Eina Mishalim Ela Meitiv, he makes the Gisa change. You have to take out the word Kesef, change it, it's wrong. You have to take it out, and you put it in, insert in the word Meitiv, and if you've been forced to base the debate, you have to pay good stuff for good fields. I can't accept the word kesef. Doesn't make sense, says Rishash. Take it what? Rub it out, rewrite it and say it means good fields. Put it good fields in.
It's good fields, it's good. It's good, like, because Robert's ending.
The ideal payment is called, and such is called what it means, ideal payment, good. Doesn't mean cash. So, we have two options now. What's the ideal? What does native mean? What's the ideal payment? Native is something. When you damage, you pay good fields. What does it mean? What's called ideal? Ideal either means, according to the gears that we have, means cash.
If you force.
Yeah, it's not false, it's not really Masonis, I'm not interested. When you have to make the payment of native, it means cash, ideally. And really, if you don't have cash, then you can give it to the other options. That's the according to Argisa, according to Rishash. Changes, it means, no, ideal payment, when it needs to be made, means good, not cash, means good. Good payments. Okay. So, Lachara, when I ask you this question, I can make any payment I like. Not me, but Dryton. Dryton is the main payment. He's got cash, he's got fields, he's got his credit. Yeah, he's damaged. The Pasuk says, makes him survey. According to the gears that we have in front of us, what is he required to do if he can, he's got all the options in the show, what is he really required to do?
Cash.
Not do anything for cash. He's got cash, I think cash. According to the gears to change of the Rishash, what would we suggest then is, he's got everything available, what would he suggest then is possible to do? Whatever is called good. No, why do you say what is good? Whatever the Pasuk says is called good. The Mazik can, without consent of the Mazik, pay for his damages as long as he feels what the Pasuk says. What the Pasuk say? Good. What the final good? Good feel is good. At the end of the Gemara, is Fodder good at the end of the Gemara? Fodder is also good at the end of the Gemara. Any Katalton is good, cash is also good. Anything that's called good, you can make. And I can say, look, and therefore, if everything qualifies, then I'll decide. Everything is possible. Everything qualifies as a payment. So I'll decide which one to do, and I want to say this, if it fills the qualification of good, then it's good. Then it's good. It's considered recognized.
Now, can you translate one word?
Translate
what
it
means?
They translate
good or
bad? Good payments.
It's good,
not bad. Well, let's say, good, okay. At moment it means good.
Okay.
Okay. A good payment. Whatever, if it's a good payment, okay. You can't force me more than to say what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says you have to make a good payment. This is a good payment, it's a good payment, it's a good payment. So all three are good payments. I'll decide which good payments I want to do. If fodder is good payment, so also my credit, which I'm doing, is like fodder. So it's also good trade.
I don't know if you could say the trade is
why not? Metal, a fodder is metal slim rubbish, and it's called guns because you could take it here, you could take it there, take it there.
Fodder is another market. Not
well, going back to your question, is that what you, can you sell it? Why can't you sell such a thing? You can sell lottery tickets. You could sell. You could sell lottery tickets. Is there worse than lottery tickets?
No one's going to buy it.
Not face value. That's what Mr. Bloch is saying over there. You're giving him 5,000 shekel credit, and you're getting paid 4,000 shekels. Okay, people will do that. Yeah, so that's called something you can sell. But you sold that 4,000.
I got my money back.
You got 4,000?
Out of 5,000.
If I owe you 4,000 and I give you 5,000 credits, how much have I given you? Okay. That's the way we're looking at it.
Okay.
As long as I give you what the value of the market says is, and it's compatible to what I owe you, then fine, let me do that payment. And yours is, no, give me cash.
You can only get the benefit over time, or unless you can find a whole lot of separate people. Now we've got 5,000 worth of dust in one day.
Okay.
You see, it's an important.
There's a market out there. We'll work out what the value of the market placed on such a thing. That is a technical thing that we're doing.
It's not important that we mention right now credit. There could be different things too, right? It doesn't have to be credit. It could be different things.
Okay, fine.
Because credit.
Nails. In our case, it's credits. You can put a box of nails.
Credit have what is the problem?
I've got round statistic problems. Everyone understands you can get round statistic problems. Now, slide on the face, where we finished off.
Right.
Just as the wide lines. Slide on the face. Just as we get to the wide lines. And slide on the face. So, two lines up from the white lines, the end of the line, Omar. Omar. Yeah. Omar Ova. So Ova says, you know, so how do you reconcile these two psukim? So Ova says, oh Ova, call to Havileb and Maitiv, listen to them. Yeah, okay. What the pasuk of Maitiv means, and how it reconciles with the pasuk of the fodder, it means, well, does it mean giving Dafka a good field? It means whenever you make a payment, whether it's fields, chairs, tables, or cash, make sure that it's the best of that category. Best of the category. Best field, if you're giving fields, it's the best field. If you're giving fodder, the best fodder. If it's money, it's the best money out there, dollars, okay? Okay. With that last book. Okay. So therefore, no conflict in the pesukim. One posuk says, make sure it's good. Another posuk says, it's possible to pay in cash or other items. No conflict. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Hamaytiv Sedeus. Doesn't say just best. Doesn't say when you pay best. It says when you pay best field. According to you, you should say feel, you should say best. You can do what you like. And whenever you like, you do good, best. Why say so then? Why say best on there? Doesn't fit with your answer. Ella, he also wrote Papa, he came from the house of Rav Pirshu, they explained the answer like this. Call me, they made it to me. No. If you pay in anything besides lands, any type of payments besides lands payments, it's automatically the best. If you give fodder, it's automatically the best. It's best. Why? Dilo mazavon hocha, mazavon masal chiz. It automatically qualifies for the word best because if it's not lands, you can't. If you don't sell it here, you just go to Yerushalayim. You don't say it's fine, go to the neighbor. You can carry it around and find your customer. it automatically qualifies as best. Because you can always find your customer. It don't need to talk it, I don't need to tell you, because it automatically is the best. The bottom are, except for lambs, the next the maitus, you have to, lambs, you can't carry lambs. So therefore the apostle had to stress that when you're paying land, which is not automatically the best, because you can't carry it around, make sure when you're paying land that it has to be the best land. Get the Rosa Lazuna and all that, people will jump for the bargain, jump for such a land. So the Maswande is saying, you're correct. You can pay whatever you like, and you have to make sure everything is the best. Yeah. Aye, that's a good answer. Aye, you had a question that, if so, why did you stress best land? If you can pay what you like, just make sure it's the best. Why do you stress, pay best land? That was your question. The answer is, because if you're not paying land, what's the answer? It's that everything automatically is the best. Only when you're paying land, you know, I need to tell you, make sure the land is the best. You hear what the Gomaz was going and saying, I agree to what you said originally. You can pay what you like. Anything you like, you can pay. But if you pay in land, make sure it's the best. Everything else I don't need to tell you because it qualifies to be the best, even without whatever you do is called the best. It doesn't matter. Now, what changed? What changed? Why did we originally think that best is not automatic? And therefore, you should have just said the word best, and if you say the word best field, obviously other things are not possible because they are not the best. Because you're saying best field. Field, nothing else. That's how you originally said. Best field means only best field, nothing else. That's how you originally looked at it. Now you're saying, no. Everything is automatically the best. I don't need to bother telling you that. If you want to pay land, then I have to make sure that you understand it's best land. What changed between the Havamina and the Muskana? Why in the Havamina do you have an issue with the word field? And in the Muskana you're saying that's not a problem because, well, as we explained it, that's not a problem. What happened?
Commodity,
the
settled commodity, something to.
Very good, that's a different. Very good. So, we explained like last time, and Dr. Dinner, we explained it better this time, we didn't have time to speak it out at the end of our stream last time, but Dr. Dinner's hit the nail on the head. This is when Nochem speaks it out, so if we look at number 5, see, it's what happened, what was. Discussion backwards, the four is over here. So he says, like this, or not this. Number 5. Hamachan Sova, the one who asked the question, and said, look, it says best field! That's it, field! Best! That's it, nothing else! Hamachan. The Milas Matives, who Misad Milas Akata Atsa. He understood the words native in the positive meant best quality. Land. That's how you read the pasuk. Meitiv Soveihu translates as best quality land. So obviously you can't pay anything else. You have to pay base quality land. You can't pay in fodder. It says clearly best quality land. If you add the word land, that's it. You've got the land. Best quality land. That's it. Nothing else. Can't be best quality nails. Can't be best quality fodder. It has to be best quality land, because that's what the boss says. That's what the matchup as I understood it. Look at the sheet of lane, tart and sugar, and they'll have your matrix. So obviously, fodder is not good payment. It's not been actually a low one, because even though you obviously, even the matchup understood, you can carry this fodder to Yushalayim or Bnei Barak, X Etzem Hasubin Lo Habit Omer. By the end of the day, the fodder in quality is not best. Doesn't fit the word best. Doesn't fit. Garbage all the time. Okay. Well, proper however, well, Hunabir Yeshua, Hitchu, they in the Moskoma, Yusuf, they what did they understand? Did Maitiv have you present? She calls the cases. They understood when it said Maitiv, why is it good land? Yes, you have to give good land. Why is it called good? Because quality wise it's called good? Or it's called good because you can make money out of it. That's why you could it's called good. They understood the word native, so they who meant it's good land. Why is it called good? Because it can make money out of it. Not because it's quality good. Because it can convert it into money. That's what the word native so them means. Good quality land means it's easy to make it into money. It's good because it's moneyful. Yeah. So it's so complicated. It's very close to money. Therefore, Yeshua, the Gamma Tatsun. So there's obviously, if the good land is called good because you can make it into money, then of course you gain Matatsun, of course you gain rubbish fodder is called good. Because that for sure can be made into money, because you take it to Timbuktu and you'd be able to make it into money. Unlike land. You're the most of the whole commandment, you can just sell it wherever you want and eventually get money. So I guess they guess and get money out of it. And that is therefore the discussion between the Havim. So let's just repeat. The Havim understood, the apostate was stressing, you need to pay good quality land. Obviously, I can't make any other payments. Moskona was means you need to make a payment that's called good because it can be made into money. Anything that can be made into money easily is called good. So good land is it's land has to be good land because that can be made. It's called good because it can be made into money. So of course, any metalton, whatever it is going to be qualified as good because that's for sure easier to make into money than good quality land. Even good quality, of course, the fodder is better in money, liquidity wise, fodder is better than good quality land. It's much easier to convert fodder into, even if it's bad fodder, you can, bad quality fodder, you can still convert it into cash, much easier than good, best land. So of course that's good. Because what good means just as close to money as you can.
Right, next we have another question about money. It's in bottom line, if I pay whatever different situation is, soon I can get money in my pocket. That's from what you pay. It's different. Right now, to get money in my pocket, why it would be a paper? There's involved process that I'm saying.
Okay.
So right now, if I would like to sell my house here, and it's good house. Hey, so right now, if I need to rent table to hire, hire cool good money.
Because it's still setting the table to hire is easier to convert, quicker to convert the money than to sell your property. The process of selling property for the value that you want is a longer process than and a harder process and more involved process than just traveling or sending somebody to hire. With your table and chairs. I've got much broader markets. Yeah? So I've got, with Batalton, you have the whole world, so to speak, as your market to sell this item. So I can always find a customer. With land, you've got more of a limited market to people who want to have the land in this area. And that's it, they're stuck in this area. For whatever reason, they want in this area.
Is that included in the reparation that he receives, meaning the careful that he has to be involved in getting it to be delivered.
You know, the market defines the tip, so that's what's included in the price. Yeah, it's included in the price. Price valuation will be included in that tip. Okay?
This is key.
price valuation was a good in itself.
The price was this, he gave you 5,000 for 4,000.
Yes.
And then
okay.
Right.
So the end of the day, what therefore did we conclude is that here's bottom line of the damage to pay. What does he need to pay? He needs to pay
liquidity.
Something that's close to cash. The closest you get to cash is the yes. Yeah? That's what we're concluding in the study. You damage, you pay, and you pay with things which are easy to turn into cash. Okay. So now, what do you think? If you have somebody and he says, look, Reuben damaged Shimon, Shimon comes to Reuben, the dry cleaner, Reuben says, look, I've got cash, okay, 4,000 shekels, look at it, look at the cash. Read the cash, see the cash in there. Okay. I got this credit to, call it 6,000 shekels worth of overtime credit. Okay, see. Okay, what do you like? Which one would you like? If you, I would be asking you the question. You obviously want cash. I don't. Okay. He says, well, look at it. I don't want to give you that. I want to give you this. Will the Mazik have that right to say, deny him the cash in front of his nose and give him something over here, which is the 6,000 thing over here?
That's
6,000 credits. Yeah, it's worth 4,000
a month.
If we're saying Maskon of the Gemara, yeah, there's a Havan Maskon, obviously we hold the Maskon, not Havanus, yeah? Yes. So the Maskon of the Gemara was, what do you need to pay? What do you need to pay as a Mazik? What's his best liquidity, therefore? Cash or something that can be converted into cash?
Cash.
What's cash? Yes. So therefore, if you've got cash and something converted to cash, what do you need to pay?
Yes.
Cash!
Okay.
So going to how we've got our Gemara, the Maskana was, should be, if a Mazik has everything on the table, including cash, he's mechayev, that was all options, he's mechayev to give the liquidity of cash. That's what should be, and therefore should come out the same thing as we learnt as the Balcom. That's what should come out to Malcolm. So now, here we start halakha, with 5 minutes left. Okay, I told you it takes about 2 feet. Okay. No. There's a limited time span. Okay. So you look at number 6. Here is the question. Now, we can start. It says like this. The Tor. Who's the Tor? I give you. And I'm teaching you now who the Tor is. The son of the Rosh. Okay. The Rosh left Germany because he was going to be imprisoned. Do you know why he was going to be imprisoned?
No.
Who's the Rosh is Rebbe? Who's the Rosh is Rebbe? No. Maram Rottenberg. Now what happened to Maram Rottenberg? He was put in jail. Why was he put in jail? Why was he put in jail? Why was he put in jail? Because they wanted the rats in the loft, because he was the Rosh Bahab. He was the head, the equivalent in our days, of Chaim Kunes. So they put him in jail, because the Jews got money. How do we get money for the Jews? Okay, we get money from the Jews. Take Maram Rottenberg, the Rosh Bahag, with the Chaim Kuneski, the equivalent nowadays, put him in jail, and we'll get all the Jews to pay top dollar to get him out. What did Maram Rottenberg say? Paskin? Can't do that. Why did he paskin like that? Because he doesn't want it to be this. So he died in jail. Now, who took over from Maram Rottenberg? Who's his top Talmud? Who now takes over? The Rosh. The Rosh. Rosh now takes on, and he hears words that they're going to do the same thing to him as he did to his Rebbe. So he jumps town. Where did he go to? Where does the Rosh go to? To Australia? No. Spain. He went to Spain. Spain, he went to Seville. Who was in Seville? Who was the top? The Bashkahab of Spain. Who was the leader of Spain at the time? Of the Jewish community? No. That's earlier. Who is now the later generation from the Rambam?
What
was
that?
About 1620s. Yeah. So we have the top one over there is the Rashba. The Rashba came out to meet him, and of course, when the Rashba was out, what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu left and went to meet Yisroel? What happened? When the Rashba went out, the whole of Seville went out with the Rashba, and they came to meet the Rosh, and he was accepted in the community.
What year was that?
Look, I'm not good with dates, but
1620.
Yeah, because that's before the Inquisition. Yeah, I'm terrible with this. 1400s. Okay. Rashba's much older than the Ross. And the Rashba is nifter about 2-3 years later or something. And who takes over? The Rosh. So we have an Ashkenaz in charge of a whole Sephardic community of Spain. Because of that, he was deeply influenced by Sephardi ideas, Sephardi ways of looking at it. And a lot of his Pesachim are marked with the Spartan, marked with the Ashkenazim. Who's Ashkenazim? That's Tosis. So half of them it goes with the Rambam, and half the time it goes with Tosis, the Rosh, who was deeply criticized by the Mordechai, who's the Ashkenaz, for departing from Tosis, going with Tosis all the way. Okay, that's the history. Okay. Tor is the son of the Rosh, who remains in Germany after the Rosh left. The Tor remains. And he wrote, he was the first one who wrote a halachic sefer. That is all hatoma to understand where halacha starts. Starts from the Torah. So the Torah says like this. No, the Torah is he looks at all Rishonim, and he makes a, mainly from his Rosh, mainly from his father's starting. But he also quotes the Rambam, but he mainly takes it from the father, and he's mishubah to his father, so he often just passes with his father. Very rarely he doesn't go with his father. Yes, mishubah to his father is after him. So this is So number six, this is the question we'll finish off with. Yeah? Right. So the Torah Paskins, he's a psak now, not, come on, psak, to the Rambam, he's writing the halakhic sefer, the guy in the street. Says that. Kishabon lehigbos lenisko neska. When you come to collect payment for damages, afilu sheyesh lo kesef, even though he's got money to pay, yachul lesam lesubim, you can pay with fodder, even though he's got cash. To call many metalton mates, cause anything is good. So, how do we come to such a conclusion? We learn the Gemara, and it's the end of the day, you have to give closest to liquidity as possible, which is the best, and obviously cash is the best, and if you've got that, it should come out, you have to give cash, and he's coming in and saying, you can give anything, everything's good. How to get to such a conclusion? Oh, now we see this, we have to relearn what we learned. Let's see, how to get to such a thing? How do you come to such a conclusion? Obviously, it's our biggest Yeshua class. It's Afilu. What's Afilu? Even though he's got money. Well, you only say even if there's a conflict, you know. You don't know what you do. Even some money! I don't want some money. No, you still can pay him even though he doesn't want it. The fodder. What do you mean you have to give? The Kabbalah's conclusion was cash, cash, cash! And you've got cash, something that can be converted to cash. But the money, you've got cash, cash! Not that's how we can do it. It doesn't fit.
It means to give us a passing that.
Yes, what then, means. Obviously. We understood it, how we learnt it, but halacha doesn't understand how we learnt it. So I had to learn halacha, learn the Gemara differently.
These credits are not halacha.
Okay, well that's the next. Okay, so next year, we're going to start with that question and analyze it in a halakhic form. So when's the next year? So the question is, when's the next year? Next Wednesday, this week. We can have another time this week. Not this Wednesday. Yes.
Okay.
So this week we can have a share. Everyone can have a Wednesday is good for everyone?
Yes.
If someone's everyone's Wednesday's Wednesday is good?
Very good.
Wednesday is good.
No.
Wednesday is not good.
Six forty-five.
Well, everyone besides Mr. Weddings, who's going to come at 7, Wednesday's good?
Good.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
It's next Wednesday.
And you will find next Wednesday.